Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with a catch-up.
It's about this time in school holidays, parents start running out of things for the kids to do and money. So it's over to you, Perth, for budget school holiday hacks.
And the mystery paint colour game returns. They might have fancy names like Diplomatic or Summer Party, but can you guess what on earth the actual colour is?
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Las Vegas is in lockdown and are plenty of eyewitness reports coming in.
We were the furthest VIP stages away from Mandalay Bay and they were ricocheting everywhere where we were. So they were firing from somewhere high and they were unloading clip after clip after clip after clip.
Now, Mandalay Bay, he's talking about his Mandalay Bay resort. There was a concert going on at the time, Lise.
Jason Aldean was actually performing his set when the whole thing started.
There you go. Now, the reports that we're hearing is that two are dead and dozens have been shot, some in critical conditions as we speak, and a suspect is in custody. We've also heard that the gunfire was coming down from the 32nd story balcony overlooking the crowd. It's just incredible. We actually have audio here of what happened as the gunfire started to rain down on people watching the concert. I can't get over how long that goes for.
That's what I was thinking, how long before they realise that there's something going on. But you don't expect to hear that.
No. And it doesn't stop there. It gets a little bit further down the track and continues.
That is so chilling, isn't it? There is nothing like the sound of machine gun fire. I mean, you just don't have time to react.
You wouldn't expect to hear that in a place like that, let alone anywhere. The other thing that we've come across as well is Ashley Mullaney from 7 News is actually staying at Mandalay Bay Resort and is reporting from there as we speak.
We are staying at the hotel. I was on the 27th floor when I heard these gunshots this evening. It was a thundering volley of gunshots that we could hear. We've since learned that that gunman believed to be on the 20th floor when he's opened fire, blasting through the glass and shooting at a crowd of people at that country music festival. Below. Within minutes, I could see from my hotel window dozens of police vehicles with lights and sirens coming towards the hotel from every direction in Las Vegas. And that's very much when we knew that this was a serious situation. We have since had confirmation from Las Vegas police that one suspect is down. Now, whether he is dead or injured and taken away into custody, we don't know yet.
That is incredible.
There have been unconfirmed reports also of possible other hotels affected, but that the police have sort of reined that back in a bit now, although they say this is still an active investigation.
Now, speaking of things to do and the kids, it is school holidays at the moment.
It is.
Yep. And we're hearing a couple of things.
If you're lucky, you're spending them at Rottnest.
Right.
But not everyone's got
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The means and ability to get over and have a mooring or have a chalet.
Because, you know, probably a few days into the kids being home for school holidays, there's probably a couple of things going on. One, they've completely cleared out your bank account.
Yeah.
And
in this digital age, you'll still hear, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored. There's nothing to do.
Download an app, mate. But that's the other one, you know. What are the other things that you're doing? Mm. So we need to hear from you, Perth, on 1333 53.
We need to help each other.
It's a bit of a help each other out.
A bit of a swap, help and save.
A school holiday kumbaya.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Let's all hold hands.
Put our arms around each other and tell each other about the school holiday budget hacks. And, you know, that can be the
just
cheap
general
things.
Stuff to do.
Yeah.
One of the best I ever heard was on this very show during the early morning hours once when a woman rang in. We're talking about ways to, you know, keep the kids entertained during school holidays. And this lady rang in and she said she is a house cleaner. So she would take her child with her and her child would get to play with a different set of toys every single day. Every day was new.
Wow, and she's making money.
And she's as well. Making money while this kid's opening up a new playroom every day going, what?
Oh, that's fantastic.
I've never seen one of those before.
Well, you're going to give her big tickets for creativity.
Yep.
school holiday hacks, you know, whether it be for the budget or whether it just be for getting out there and going and doing something different with the kids. We got Chris in Willerton. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. What's your suggestion?
With our two, we basically, every day, one of them picks where we're going for the day, and they've got a total of $10 each that they can spend on whatever they want.
Right.
So they've got to actually, like, sit down and research what they're going to spend it on. They just rock up and pick it on the spot. So it takes them a few hours to sort out what they actually want to do.
Oh, okay. So there's the first couple of hours.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we just sort of go, well, this is your plan. What do you want to do with $10? And we go from there.
And what the next day is the other's turn.
And then we stop the next day.
Now,
so
I mean,
that's sorted as two, but you picked in it. Yeah.
Autonomy is always a funny one with kids because you never know what they're going to come back with. What have they come back with so far, Chris?
My favourite was one, he decided we were going to go to Coles because the lollies are on special.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I think a little bit harder than that.
Yeah. Okay. Nice work. We got Flick in North Perth on 1333 53.
By the way, autonomy?
Did autonomous?
No, I just thought that was brilliant.
Oh, thank you. I read a dictionary while I was on holidays.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Pick out a word a day.
That was the only one, though.
Oh, okay.
Flick in North Perth.
Hi, Flick.
School holiday hacks. What do you got for us?
Hi. Well, my dad, actually, when I was little, used to get really annoyed at me and my sisters annoying him. So he had, like, ass trophies, and he said that in the afternoon, whoever could go out in the backyard and collect the most rocks got to have the trophy for the day.
Really?
Yep, and it worked.
And just piling up the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds brilliant.
Wow.
My uncle used to tell me to go out on the road and count
and
the cars.
And he got his landscaping done as well. Count the cars.
Yeah, count the cars out of the road. Terrible.
In the middle of the road, Paige.
Yeah, in the middle of the road, yeah. Oh, he's a great bloke. Hey, thanks, Flick.
Thanks, Flick.
No worries.
We had a week off last week, Lise.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get up to? Did you get up to much? Just around the house?
No, I did a lot of, I did a couple of things. You know, a couple of chores. I took my car in for its airbag recall.
Oh, how'd that go?
So you can smash into me now, any of you. It's good I'm safe again. I did my tax. That was fun.
Oh, how good is tax
time? That was
time?
The highlight of my week.
Fantastic.
And other than that, I pretty much deservedly drank some red wine and did a lot of Netflixing.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, Narcos.
Oh, good.
Pablo Escobar. It's the best show.
Really? Three seasons of that now.
At least.
Yeah.
I think.
Amazing. I didn't have time to get into any of that stuff, unfortunately.
Oh, you did,
I was too busy painting the house.
Your house?
Yeah,
the whole house.
The whole house.
Really?
Yeah, painted the inside of the house.
Did you have a hanky on your head?
I did, Lise. And it was like, it was curled up in the corners like Luigi from WA Salvage.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, those back in the old days. But yeah, had the week off, so we thought we'd get a few chores done around the house. Would you like to hear the colour that I went with?
Yes, please. I'd like to see the colour card.
Oh, okay. Confetti shower.
Confetti shower.
Confetti shower.
That sounds a bit pink.
There's just a touch in there.
Yes.
And I would expect that sort of answer from you because
I know my colour cards.
You know your way around some colour cards.
Do I ever.
And so I think it's time, Lise, given that I fancy myself a bit of a chance here. And the second time around, we do Lise's mystery paint colour game.
Because I still have my whole envelope full. Thank you, Bunnings.
Unreal. All right.
All right.
Throw them at me. So what's going to happen is Lisa is going to describe the colour of the colour card.
Yes, this
and I'm going to try and guess the name of said.
It's Shade Charades.
Shade Charades.
Okay.
All right, what have you got for me?
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready to go. Come on, let's do this. Let's have it.
Elusive.
Elusive. What?
Elusive.
Elusive. Okay, so I'm thinking
shade of.
Shade of, I'm going to go with a shade of red.
No, shade of pink.
Damn it.
All
well,
right.
Isn't pink a shade of red?
No.
No?
Gemma.
Gemma?
Gemma.
I'm going to go with blonde. I mean, like sort of like a yellowy sort of, no, it's green.
It's green.
It's grey green.
Diplomatic.
Diplomatic? Why am I thinking a deep navy blue?
Yes. It's kind of an orange green, but
you know why? I went with that because
you
when
saw
I think
that one?
When I yeah, a little bit. When I think diplomatic, I think politicians and business suits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah,
diplomacy.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
All right.
Okay. Indecision.
Indecision. Oh, jeez. This is usually me standing in front of the paint chart. Indecision. Mm-hmm. It sounds a little bit like there's a few different colours in there. So I'm going to go with a little bit of a
come on, quick shade of
yellow.
It's beige.
It's beige. Oh, right. I'm so far off. All right, give me
ready?
One more.
Tiptoes.
You know what? I'm going to pull this one out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Give me a shade of grey.
Pink.
Damn it.
And Ellen.
Ellen, last one. Oh, it's got to be like a light powdery blue.
No, it's a salmon. Oh, it is a shade of salmon.
I'll stick with confusion.
You got one.
Thank you.
Out of what, 10?
I think that's better than the last time, actually. So we're getting up there. Onwards and upwards. Good. Lisa and Pete.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete. Made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.